Joe.
Not you, then that man. Just clothes, you know, in general.
That would be
wardrobe.
Okay, fine. What's a general word to describe what we've been talking about? Chairs and sofas and
furniture.
Sure. These things that you have over your window to keep out the light, those would be
curtains.
Okay. And you might have something on a roller that you pull down to keep out the light.
Blind shade.
Okay. Would you put up the things that some people have, they're slanted, you can adjust them. They're usually white to regulate the amount of light that comes in.
Instead of shade.
Well, I don't know if you have one in this house, but in some houses, it says it's placed right underneath the roof. Some people might use for storing things. You have to climb upstairs to get there up a ladder.
Attic
or
loft.
You know that one?
Uh-huh.
Just use it for storing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you have a name for, well, for a room that you cook in, that's just a
kitchen.
Yeah. Around here, have you ever seen a kitchen that was built away from the main part of the house?
Mm-hmm.
About a little room right off the kitchen where you would store extra dishes or canned goods.
And then the storage room, I thought.
So,
uh-huh.
You ever heard of a pantry or a safe?
Pantry.
Mm-hmm. You could call a room a pantry.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else in that?
Mm-mm.
What would you call a lot of little worthless things that you're about to throw away? You've got a lot of horses.
Junk.
Okay. What would you call a place where you would keep a lot of junk?
Maybe the storage room.
Did you ever call it a junk room?
Mm-hmm.
This expression, if a woman gets up in the morning and she moves around the house, maybe she dusts a little, maybe she straightens something, what would you say she's doing?
Cleaning up.
And if she uses something to sweep the floor, what would that be?
Wow.
Now this expression, if I'm looking for the broom, and it's in a corner, and the door is open, so
mm-hmm.
I can't see the broom,
mm-hmm.
you say the broom is where?
Behind the door.
Sure. What about if you've got all your dirty clothes together? You say it's time to do the what? What about if you're going to get the wrinkles out, it's time to do that. The part of the house that I had to, where I knocked at the door, you call that the
porch.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Patio maybe. Veranda.
Heard about that?
Uh-huh.
What about a gallery?
Mm-mm.
Haven't heard that. What do you call the things that you climb up to get from the yard to the porch?
Steps.
Okay. What if you're inside a two-story house and you want to get to the second floor?
Steps.
This expression, if I walk in your front door and I leave it wide open and you don't want it to stay that way, you can say what?
Close the door.
Or?
Shut the door.
On a frame house, the boards on the outside of the house, you know, that run horizontally,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they kind of overlap each other like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you ever heard of clapboarding or weatherboarding?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this verb I'm looking for. You say you get in your car and you blank the town.
Go. Drive.
Okay. I got in my car and I...
Drive.
He has...
Driven.
Okay, good. The part of the house that covers the whole top, that's the
roof.
Okay. And right on the edge of the roof, there are these things that carry off rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call those?
Shingles.